Right now, we'd like to welcome in the program. He is the owner of the New England Patriots. Let's say hello to Robert Kraft. Mr. Kraft, you're on with Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, moving the chains, and always good to see you again, Mr. Kraft. And first, I want to start off the beaten path, and you got the Patriots Hall of Fame coming up. A little celebration. Yeah. Ty Law is going to be there.
Yeah, I think about when we were privileged to win our first Super Bowl, he called Bill out to do a little dance, and he called me out to do a little dance. But then, 2 days later, after the little dance where he ridiculed us in front of hundreds of thousands of people, he did sign a little note to me, said, "Who said white men can't dance?" That's a picture of me and him. This Friday, We are entering Ty into our Hall of Fame. It's actually a free event up here for anyone who's hanging around.
Great.
Going to the Cape Friday afternoon or whatever, 4:30 here at Patriot Place. And last year we had the privilege of having Teddy Bruschi come in, and he spoke so beautifully. But I think a lot of people are waiting to hear. Ty can be quite colorful, and he has a gift of presenting ideas in a unique way.
Well, I can't let the cat out of the bag, but I know a special surprise Ty Law has in store for you. But I can't say anything.
Oh, boy.
I can't say anything, but trust me, it's going to be special, just like you said, because he's not only a special player for the Patriots organization, but how he is as a person as well.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's really a special guy, and he added a certain special spice and flavor to our locker room.
You know,
that was special.
You always have had this. This is one of my things I like about you the most. You're not afraid to get to know the players. And I've seen you come and go and walk up and down after practice, and I've been on the field with you when you're doing it. So there's got to be this group of guys. And I know you love the whole team, but guys like Vince back on the field, just talk about how you feel when you see those types back in the uniform.
Well, you know, you just hit it. For those of us who are privileged, you know, there are only 32 of these franchises. And anyone who loves sport, having the people in the locker room is one of the greatest thrills and pleasures. And especially when I lost my sweet wife, these guys saved me. I mean, just hanging around the locker room. And I don't think people who haven't played football understand the quality of people. Different backgrounds, but they're about team. And because of that, they're caring. They're fun to be with. But they know they got to depend on the person on their left and right, no matter how good they are. And I just think that creates a different culture. And, you know, seeing Vince back and Gerard Mayo, Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, Tommy Kelly. I mean, those three guys were all out from week 4, 5, and 6 last year, just changed our defense. But they were in here off-season all year working hard, and just going out there and hanging with the guys is one of my special treats. I have a lot of privileges and a lot of choices to do a lot of things, but hanging around these guys is very special.
It absolutely is. And the Fountain of Youth in that number 12 of yours, I asked him if he could play till 45, and he said yes. Now, that should make you feel great.
It does. I know how Tommy takes care of himself. And, you know, just thinking back, I guess this is his 15th year, and I remember how he was in the early years and how he's become even more disciplined and focused on everything, putting him in himself in the best position to perform at such a high level with his food intake, his conditioning, his preparation, his study, his relentless attention to detail. But more than anything is the quality human being he is. He's, for someone who has had the notoriety and success, he is just the most genuine person. You know, people who meet him can't believe when they talk to him how he is just focused on them and nothing else matters. And I think that gives us a special chemistry, and that a lot of people don't they know he performs beautifully, but they might not understand how he can bring people together. And at the same time, if they're not performing,
yeah,
put a pin in their tush to get them going.
Well, I think that's probably his strengths, obviously, is the leadership, the drive, the consistency that you're talking about, Mr. Kraft. But, you know, I just think it's so interesting why I love this 2014 Patriot team, because we talk so much about the quarterback, but it is about a team. It's about those faces, those other names that you're talking about. And I don't know, do you get a feeling as an owner that when you go to training camp, this team could be special, more special than ever? You've experienced special teams, obviously, but I don't know. I kind of get a feeling about this group that you have in the building right now.
Well, to be honest, Jim, this is my 21st season that I've had this privilege. And probably every owner this time of the year thinks that, and I'm thinking it this year, I promise you. I'm not sure I don't think it every year, but you also see the chemistry, and I think our free agency and the draft and the second-year players, along with our few seasoned veterans, I'm pretty excited and hyped up and, you know, think we have a chance to do something special. On the other hand, none of us know what's going to happen during the years. One thing I've learned about the NFL, things happen that you could never plan or understand, and that's the reason the networks pay us so much money to watch our game, and actually why I'm so happy to have 88 on my Sirius XM radio station. You guys are my savior, you know, because I love listening to headline news and financial news. But after that, getting NFL football around the clock 7 days a week it just allows me to live with a better quality of life. So thank you guys and for Sirius for
Steve Cohen
and all your people who make it happen.
I wrote an article last week. They asked me at CBS, they challenged me to find, in my opinion, the top 10 most influential people. So list articles never really excite me, but it did make me think about the league globally, managing the officials, running the league, players. And so you're on there, Bob, and you're number three in my mind. And because I can ask you the next question, the global look at this league, expansion, where we're going. I think you have the best chance for our listeners to hear where the NFL is today and where it's headed.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, as I look at the league, and like we've had in the last short period, five changes in ownership, where ownership could change, either intra-family or selling a team. And it got me thinking how lucky we are. We're privileged to have the commissioner we have, and his job is really impossible because he's trying to
32 personalities, first off.
32 people who all think they know better than he, first of all. But then, you know, we have fans and we have unions and we have sponsors and just a lot of competing forces. And he has done such an outstanding job, and you know, things are always, he's always going to be second-guessed, but there's no doubt in my mind that he's always putting the best interests of the leagues and the league and the Shield first. After that, you know,
I've been strong on expansion.
Well, it has, but what I wanted to say is, sorry, it's a long-winded way of saying, I think ownership, more than new, you know, who we bring into the league can help determine whether we're successful or not. I think the only thing that can hurt us is ownership not putting the Shield first and collectively being together.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Kraft. I didn't mean to cut you off, because I think it's so interesting in how new faces are welcome in a locker room. There's been a constant flow. You look at, obviously, the passing of Ralph Wilson, William Clay Ford, Bud Adams, and there are new faces in ownership. And maybe just talk about those relationships amongst your owners and getting to know a new owner that may not know all the nuances and all the things, the challenges that you talked about in the NFL.
They don't teach you any Harvard Business School, Stanford Business School, Wharton, Columbia, they don't teach you to get, they don't prepare you for the NFL. And on-the-job training and actually the culture of the NFL is so important. But also the new owners that we bring in, I think we have a great ownership group by and large, and people who are focused on the future of the league. And when you talk about expansion, you were mentioning, because people might not understand, why would we look outside of America? Or, you know, it's about if we don't grow this game somehow over the next 5, 10, 15 years, we're not going to do a union deal where they're going to say, okay, we'll take less money than we took 3 years ago.
Right.
Because, you know, we have to try to plant the seeds to do things. And that's why I hope we can get at least one team, if not two teams, in the L.A. market. I think that's probably one of the most important strategic things in front of us, because it's very sad that we've gone 20 years without having a team in L.A. It's been good for the Patriots because we've developed a lot of fans out there. Brady's from that area in California, and a lot of people have related to us. But it's not good for the NFL long term that young kids aren't passionate about being tied to some brand or team that they feel great about. Because wherever I go in the country now, there are Patriot fans any state where I go.
They're all over Florida when I'm on the west coast of Florida. But your point is so interesting to me, because you always announced yourself as a fan first. And when you sat in the stands and watched the team before you owned it, if there were no New England Patriots for 20 years, where would Bob Kraft be?
Yeah, well, I don't think, I mean, it's even a simple thing like Friday's Hall of Fame induction. I always heard about Green Bay and how great that was and their Hall of Fame, and I went there and I saw it, and I said, geez, wouldn't it be great if we could do this, if I ever owned this team? And we built our Hall of Fame here and try to replicate what they do in Canton. But thinking about it as a fan, and I can honestly say that our family looks at this business as if we're fans first. And because if you do that, everything else will fall into place.
Joined by New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft on Moving the Chains as the SiriusXM NFL Radio Training Camp Tour rolls on from New England Patriots Training Camp. Well, let me ask you this as a fan. You like the idea of a traveling draft? I mean, I just came from Chicago. They want to host that draft so bad.
Well,
Mr.
I know,
Kraft.
Yeah. And I know the mayor there is really, Rahm Emanuel, really on top of it. And I actually just happened to be with the CEO and president of McDonald's, who told me that, you know, he'd do anything to make sure that they're moving the chains and getting everything done they need to do to be responsive to the NFL. And I think, as the commissioner has stated, it's between Chicago and L.A., and I think it'll bring a lot of new interest and hopefully excitement. In the end, for us, it's about who we choose. So whether we choose them from New York, Chicago, or L.A., I just think
your pick is what counts most.
That's all.
Last one for me about, and that's, you know, this is a funny league. So the guy that's your biggest adversary could become your kid. So Darrelle Revis, you know, he was almost like a haunting figure to you for a while.
Oh, boy.
And now he's here.
You know, I just had a chance to chat with him on the sideline. And yesterday was the first padded practice. He made a play. Oh, you guys weren't here. It was...
Describe it.
It was... I'm trying to think if it was Kendrell Tompkins, number 85. Mm-hmm. We had two guys in the area of the ball. The ball went up there. Revis came down with the ball in his hands and held it. And there was a collision of three people. And if you watch him, I mean, I've never seen anything like that. But he does everything with such ease. You know, his sense of anticipation and the way he moves, you know, he's not like breathless. He's just doing everything in stride. But what I like about him, and maybe some of the media had portrayed him differently before he came here, he's a very understated kind of guy and is not a lot of bravado. I noticed a lot of the guys are drawn to him. And he does it, in my opinion, in a very classy way, an understated way. And
That's a classic Patriot.
I think of Brady and Manning at quarterback, and I think he's like, you know, our Ty Law, or yeah. He's pretty special, and, you know, without the bravado, so that some of the media had put at his doorstep. So we're really happy to have him and Browner, and actually the whole group, Kyle Arrington and Alfonso Denard, and the whole group, we have like 9 pretty special people at that position.
Last one for me, and we'll let you go, and we appreciate your time, Mr. Kraft. And just your head coach, at this time of the year, sometimes you can go through the motions, say, here's the drills we're doing today, here's what we're going to do in practice. But when you look at Coach Belichick and just how he approaches every year's training camp, the drive, the consistency in him, it never wavers, it never falters. He's always working, and again, you see him out there. The music goes down when he wants to make his coaching point. Hey, this is important, and he's hammering the little things, what you need to be a winner in terms of situational play.
Well, I think being a head coach in the NFL is one of the most draining jobs, and it takes, to do it well, probably 20 hours a day, as our rival coaches know. And what amazes me, and this is our 15th season together, is his energy,
yeah,
attention to detail, and also his football intellect, which is really good. And so the challenge for us is to make sure the people around him that are also
can handle it and
can handle it and come back with it. He's the energy that he has, and it is a tiring, draining job. So we're very fortunate to have someone of his caliber heading our team, and I'm proud and pleased this is our 15th year together.
Well, something tells me he'll be in the Patriots Hall of Fame, and also, obviously, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So encourage all the New England Patriots fans this Friday, the Patriots Hall of Fame.
4:30. You said Ty Law's going to –
he's got a special gift for you.
Yeah.
I cannot – my wife was – she said, you cannot let this
no
be known.
No more hints, Jim.
Yeah. Holy mackerel. Am I safe in showing up? I know Ty can go out of the box, so –
there may be some special requests of you. That's all I'm going to say. So should be interesting, but congratulations.
We might have to circle back. We're at another team we'll get here.
Hey, great. Thank you, guys. Keep doing your great job, and you entertain all of our football fans in America for the NFL.
Well,
Thanks a lot. We
appreciate it. Good luck to you here in 2014, and hopefully we talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
New England Patriots owner, everybody, Robert Kraft. We've got plenty more to come from New England Patriots training camp here at Gillette Stadium. Pat Kerwin, Jim Miller, Sirius XM, NFL Radio.